back to another episode of the Dropback Podcast. I am Bradley, as always joined by my co-host Zane. And if you missed last episode, we talked about the AFC South, so go give that a listen if you haven't already. But how are you doing today, Zane?
I'm doing good. I mean, pretty good, you know. Everybody saw the news last night. A little heartbroken as a Patriots fan. It's fine. We'll talk about it later. But overall, I'm doing good today. Went for a run. 2 mile run, you know, or mile and a half run, really. So I'm feeling pretty good. How about you?
Yeah, I'm doing pretty good. I went and worked out this morning, so nothing crazy. But yeah, you want to actually jump right into talking about the Patriots move? Because I know you have a lot of thoughts on that.
Yeah. I was at work, okay? I was at work. And it was a really stressful day anyway. We lost a 40-foot ladder. How that happens, I don't know.
Oh, my God. How does that happen?
It's hilarious. So I was looking for that for about 2 hours. Found it. And during that time period, you text me. And what did you say? You said something, and I'm like, oh, no.
I'll go back up to it.
I said,
dang.
Great pickups for the Falcons, though. I didn't see the picture. And I was like, huh? Brandon Ayuk? Originally, I'm thinking, and then I look and I'm like, I hate everything. I was like, why? Out of all our people, why Judon? And originally, I was mad about the pick we got, but all things considered, where we're at as a franchise, I'm not mad. Like, it makes sense. Especially if they don't pay him, and then he comes back in the offseason, next offseason, fleece. Won't happen, but it's a fleece.
Yeah, and y'all are in really a place to win, and the Falcons are more in that place to win. So I guess I understand the move for both teams. Because I guess the Patriots are really just trying to save money and not give their money to older guys and try to build a very young roster.
Yeah.
And do what kind of the Packers are doing.
Mm-hmm.
And try to build that and just, I don't know. But Judon was such a great leader, though. And a great player.
He was calling plays during the last game. And had a couple sacks. Like, the team had sacks because of it. So.
Yeah, and now he's gone.
Now he's gone. I will say money does carry over every year, so our cap space is going to be a lot higher next year. It's not all of it, but it's a lot of it carries over. So, that's going to be nice. They actually started that process, I found out, in 2011. Where cap space sometimes carries over, at least a decent bit of it. So we're going to have over 100 mil next year, hopefully, to invest on this team. But it's not my division's turn. We're saving us for last, or the second to last division talk. So we'll talk about the Falcons now. Is there any other news with the overall division, I guess? I can't think of anything.
Not that I can think of. Yeah, okay. I'm looking at the 2025 free agencies,
mm-hmm.
And I mean, there are a handful of big names in free agency.
Oh, yeah.
Diggs, Higgins, Allen, Cooper, Godwin, Cooks, Khalil Mack, Prescott, Judon, Reed, DJ Jones, Chase Young, Trey Lance. That is so funny to me that, like, Trey Lance has only played a total of, like, 4 or 5 NFL games and, like, a total of 20 football games since high school. And
he
has not. Yeah, he really did not. But I heard he has, like, super crazy football knowledge. Like, he is really smart.
He's got to work on his not like ball placement, but just like, I guess decision making is his big weakness right now.
Yeah. And him getting injured against the Bears. You said what?
What were you going to say?
Oh, I was going to say the game that he got injured against the Bears, that really hurt his career.
Yeah, I think that derailed it.
Yeah. But what were you going to say?
I forgot.
No.
I don't even know. It wasn't him related. The Falcons, Jesse Bates, apparently they have a deal close.
Yeah.
So, stacking up that defense, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, you need to keep Jesse Bates around. I mean, he was a good safety last year, so. But before we get into this episode, I want to kind of talk about the Cowboys, their situation over there with Jerry Jones, Dak Prescott, Micah Parsons, CeeDee Lamb. Because CeeDee Lamb's sitting out. Do you think CeeDee Lamb has a chance not to play this year if he doesn't get re-signed?
No, I think he'll get at least, at the very least, tagged and then traded at a high value.
Yeah.
That's
I mean, have you seen Jerry Jones' comment about CeeDee Lamb? Where it's like, yeah, we miss you. Like, he said something else about his contract. I was like, Jerry Jones is just an awful owner.
Oh, he is. He's horrible.
And he's not going to sell the team.
He's selling the team, but he's not selling the team. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, the only time that I think he'll ever sell the team is when he dies. Because he's been their owner since like 94, I think.
Something, I don't know. He's been the owner for a while.
Yeah. But yeah, that situation in Dallas is all types of messed up.
So bad. If he wasn't involved, the team would be fine.
Yeah. But would you like to jump right into this episode?
Yeah, sure thing.
Alright, I'll let you talk about the Falcons, because your boy got traded there.
Assume with what they're going to do and stuff, like, you know how I said I'm not assuming a team gets Ayuk. They've pretty much finalized on Jesse Bates, so I'm assuming they have Bates on that defense. So, I think they're going to be great. I don't think they'll win the Super Bowl, but I do think they'll be a top four team in the NFC. I think they'll win the division. Spoiler alert. I don't think they have many holes in the roster. The run game is phenomenal. Okay, quarterback, they should be good. One of them will be fine. Either Kirk or Penix. One of them will do good. So they're good either way. Their wide receiver core, I like it. I don't love it. I love their tight ends. Their offensive line's great. Defensive line needs work, but adding Judon helps a lot. They finally have a good edge rusher, first time since like 2015, which is almost 10 years ago, by the way.
That's crazy.
Not 2015, like 2017, so I guess 7 years. Let's see. Corner room, they don't have a corner, like they don't have a CB2, I feel like, so that's a little hole. But otherwise, I think they're set. Every other position on the field, I think they're set.
Yeah, I mean, their passing defense last year was 8th, so I'm not too worried about that passing defense.
Honestly, it's fair. I didn't think about it that. Yeah, they were kind of high on everything.
Yeah, no, I was looking at this roster, and I was like, oh, corner could be used some work, and then I looked at the stats, and I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Not as bad as I thought.
Not bad at all.
But have you said everything you wanted to about the Falcons?
I didn't really have much other than I like the roster. I think they'll be good.
Yeah.
And I hate the whole... I kind of covered the whole Judon thing. Hate and love it at the same time.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I'm not worried about Kirk Cousins at all. He's coming back from an injury, but it's Kirk Cousins. Their running back core, I love their running back core. Tyler Algier, Bijan, two good running backs. One great running back and one good running back. And then the wide receiver core, I am worried about their wide receiver depth, because if Drake London goes down, then like you don't really have much there. And then Kyle Pitts, this is his like make or break season, really, in my eyes. Like, got a new coach, got a new whole scheme, got a new you actually have an actual quarterback back there to throw you the football. So if they don't do what they did last year, I think this team could be really good On their defense, not too worried about. Middle of the road to top 13, 12 that I could see going into this season. And I think this team, a lot of the other teams in this division besides the Panthers have a lot of like what ifs. Like they're banking on like the Bucs are banking on Baker to have the season he had last year. The Saints are banking on like Carr to be good and Olave to stay healthy this year. And the Panthers are just bad. So I think the Falcons have built this well-rounded team to actually go out and win this division. And they had an overall good offseason besides the draft, especially adding Judon. Finally got an edge rusher. So I think this team can be pretty good this year. Definitely, I don't want to say easy win in their division, but like probably one of the easier wins.
Yeah.
This year.
Only team I think they're fighting with is the Bucs. That's my team.
And it all comes down to Baker.
Yeah, for them, yeah. Yeah, I don't have much more to say other than probably record prediction, right?
Yeah.
So I'll do this one, you do the Saints, and then I'll do Panthers first, and then you'll do the Bucks first?
Yeah.
All right, cool. So for the Steelers game, they were at home, okay, and I'm sorry. I kind of like the Falcons here. I'm concerned for the Steelers, Steelers quarterback room. Who's starting? Who's not? I know it might be Russ. Not a fan of Russ.
It's definitely going to be Russ.
He probably will be. I'm still not a fan of Russ.
I'm not either.
He hasn't gotten any work, like, pretty much all offseason. That worries me a little bit going week one. At least from the reports I've read. Could be completely wrong. Has he kind of not worked a lot?
I mean, he's... Like, what do you mean by work? Like
has he done the offseason stuff? Like, at least training camp. Was he there for most training camp, or was he out?
Yeah. He was taking, Fields and Wilson were taking first-team snaps.
Okay, because I thought I've read a lot of Wilson's not practicing today a lot this training camp.
I might be wrong. Let me look it up.
I can't remember.
Well, he's been dealing with a calf injury. I forgot about that.
Yeah, that's what worries me, man. I mean, Russ is older. Dealing with injuries, hasn't practiced as much. Fields.
Yeah.
Is still Fields.
Yeah, in this first game for the Steelers, it's like a see where we are game and like getting in back into things. So this is a completely different team than last year for the Steelers offensively.
Yeah, I'll take the Falcons week one then. Eagles, I think the Eagles still have a better roster. I'll take the Eagles. Good game though, but Eagles were definitely at home, so they take it. Chiefs, roster wise, also they stack up a little better. So, and it's Mahomes. I mean, Chiefs aren't going to lose to the Falcons. So, they start the year 1-2. Everybody freaks out a little bit. Then they go back home. They play at home again, and they play the Saints. They beat the Saints, then they beat the Bucks, and then they go and beat the Panthers. Okay? So that's, what, 4 wins? 4-2? After away game with the Panthers, they'll go back home to Seattle, and they'll beat Seattle. So they're 5-2 at this point. Then they go and play the Bucks. Wait, did I just not math right? No, I did. Then they play the Bucks, and they'll lose to the Bucks here because the Bucks are at home, and that's usually how it happens with this division. So they're 5-3. The Cowboys, I'm low-key kind of predicting they almost miss the playoffs. Maybe they do. You know, like, I just feel like this team could miss the playoffs.
Yeah, that's fair.
Roster-wise. Their defense is great. It's the offense I'm still worried about. But regular season Cowboys are so weird. It just depends on Dak. I'll give it to the Cowboys. They're 5-4 right now. Then they play the Saints. They're 5-5 because I assume the Saints win at home. So then they'll play the Broncos. So then they're 6-5. Play the Chargers, 7-5. They play Minnesota. Sorry, Minnesota. You're definitely losing this one. 8-5. Raiders, 9-5. Giants, 10-5. Commanders, 11-5. Panthers. No, they're not going 12-5. What am I kidding? Who are they losing to in here? And so, okay. I think they do win out. So that's 6 games right there. So that's such an easy little stretch. And then they win week 1, so the Steelers game. So that's 7. 10 with... Oh, wait. Hold on. 1 win with the Saints. Bucks, Panthers, so that's 10. 11 with Seattle. Oh, wow, they actually could. 12-5. All right, yeah. It's a weird 12-5, though. Like, they could definitely be 11-6.
Yeah.
Because I didn't even realize how easy the back half. I guess they could lose to the Chargers. Oh, they're coming off the bye? Yeah, I'll say 11-6. They lose to the Chargers. That bye week slump, you know, always happens to teams.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean. Yeah, like kind of like a Vikings 11-6.
Yeah, like that awkward 11-6, which that Vikings team I actually liked. So, I don't know.
Yeah, but they had a lot of one score games, which is hilarious.
Yeah, they barely beat the Patriots. That was a good game though.
Yeah. So I have them week 1, beating the Steelers. Week 2, beating the Eagles. Week 3, losing to the Chiefs. Week 4, beating the Saints. Beating the Bucks. Beating the Panthers. Lose to Seattle. Lose to the Bucks. Lose to the Cowboys. Lose to the Saints. Then beat the Broncos. Lose to the Chargers. Beat the Vikings, beat the Raiders, beat the Giants, beat the Commanders, beat the Panthers.
So what do you have, Matt?
10-7.
10-7, fair.
Yeah. It's just such an easy division, and they play especially the back end of the season. There's a lot of easy games they could win.
Yeah. No, I mean, like, this division, it's theirs for the taking, I feel like. Them and the Bucks kind of have it.
Yeah, it's just coming down to who will beat each other in those division games. Did you see Cameron Jordan say the Saints, like, what's stopping us from winning the Super Bowl this year?
No, I didn't.
He said that on a podcast, and I was like, man, did you not see Derek Carr last year?
True, actually so true. I think Spencer Rattler comes in this year, just to transition. We're transitioning right into the Saints, just because of that. Sorry for that little ad. That was kind of not fun looking. Yeah, no, I'll let you talk about the Saints first, but I think Rattler comes in. Good little transition.
Yeah. The Saints, I used to be a big Derek Carr fan. I liked Derek Carr, and he was a good quarterback.
I love Derek Carr. As a person, I think he's one of the greatest football players there is.
Yeah, like he is. Yeah, he is. Very down to earth. But on the actual football field, he after this season, it's hard to believe in the Saints. Because quarterback's ultimately the most important position, and whenever you have a... He's just getting older and slowing down. So I would love to see Spencer Rattler out there to, like you said, to get that transition. But their wide receivers, they only have Chris Olave.
So true, man.
They only have Chris Olave.
So true. They need another one. I mean, they have Shaheed. Shaheed is a good downfield threat.
But after Shaheed, it's A.T. Perry, Cedric.
Perry, though. All right, man's got
Cedric
heat.
Wilson. It's just bad. I mean, if hopefully Chris Olave stays healthy, obviously, but if he goes down, then I fear they might be cooked. In defense, I feel like the Saints always have a good, close to top 10 defense. So, I mean, I'm not worried about this defense. Obviously, I'm worried about the offensive line besides Jordan. And then after that, I'm perfectly okay with their defense. Everything else, linebackers, corners, safeties, I'm not too concerned about at all. It's just really this offense is pretty bad. And then Alvin Kamara, he's slowing down too. So it's like there's a big bit of a concern for this offense. And then Spencer Rattler, like, if he does come in, he was still like a fourth-round quarterback and was good in college, but he was inconsistent and he'd have his ups and downs.
That's really a bad thing. Your favorite quarterback, or one of your favorite quarterbacks, was a seventh-round pick, and he was the last pick of the draft. So,
I mean, yes, fair.
Hold on. I'm looking at their roster. They have James Robinson. I love that guy. What happened to him? Like, his fall off needs to be studied.
James Robinson. I know that name.
James Robinson, Jaguars legend, the one season wonder. The drafted ETN after James Robinson wasn't the same.
Oh. Yes, I do.
He was my boy. And then he signed the Patriots. I got all excited, and then we cut him.
Yes, wow. I forgot about him. Yes.
Yeah, I'm looking at this Saints group. Hey, they have a Samson Nakua, Puka Nakua's brother.
I mean,
A.T. Perry. I think A.T. Perry is going to be a solid, like, three for this team. I have two, though.
Yeah, I mean, also they do have Taysom Hill, which he creates a lot of, like, creative plays, and, like, you don't know what he's going to do.
True.
Out there, when he's out there, so.
They don't really have a tight end outside of him right now, though, because Juwan Johnson might not start the year, so that worries me. Their O-line, Trevor Penning seems like a bust, but otherwise I'm confident in their O-line being at least good.
Didn't Trevor Penning get in, like, some fights last year before the season started?
Yep.
Yeah, and he, like, had some big character problems.
It worries me. They did add Chase Young. I forgot about that. Even though we just talked about him, I forgot he was a Saint. I don't know about... Yeah, I don't really know about this corner room. Hold on. They have Lattimore. Ah, Kool-Aid. There it is. I was wondering, Kool-Aid. They added somebody. I just couldn't remember. Okay, yeah, they're fine on defense. You're right.
Yeah, Lattimore and Kool-Aid could be a dangerous duo.
I also like that they added... where is he? Caleb Fort... Dermott, he's a rookie. He was solid. Well, he was. I think he was with the Patriots for a minute, and he was looking solid, but we just didn't have roster spots. But yeah, they'll be solid. I'll let you do your predictions first, obviously, since I went first last time.
Yeah, so game one against the Panthers, Saints. Lose against the Cowboys. Lose against the Eagles. Lose against the Falcons. Lose against the Chiefs. Beat the Bucks. Beat the Broncos. Lose against the Chargers. Beat the Panthers.
Okay.
beat the Falcons, lose against the Browns, lose against the Rams, beat the Giants, beat the Commanders, lose against the Packers, beat the Raiders, and then lose against the
8-9. That's what you have now, right?
Yeah. Yeah, lose against the Bucks.
Yeah, I agree with that. It's a good record.
Yeah.
And honestly, like, that's not a bad thing. They're just, they have some mid at some spots. And frankly, if they go 8-9, the projection right now, like you mentioned with wide receiver, I know we're not, like, in draft season, but it entertains me, so bear with me. I'm always in draft season, so maybe we'll do a draft episode during the year. 8-9 is projected about pick 15, okay? That's about Egbuka range right now, or Evan Stewart range as well. You could also in that range, it could be Dekion. I'm so sorry if I butchered that. McMillan, the guy out of Arizona. So you got some good wide receivers in there that they can get. Like you mentioned, I don't know if that's their number one need per se, but it's a need.
Yeah.
You need a guy next to Olave, you know? So, 8-9 works.
Yeah, I say their biggest need is quarterback.
I'm assuming Spencer Rattler works out. If we're at 15, you could probably still get, like, Quinn Ewers, right?
Maybe. Yeah, because this quarterback group maybe isn't as good as last year's, but it's definitely deep.
Yeah, it's... It is better than 2023. Was that Purdy's group? No, 2022. That's what it was. That's my fault. 2022. It is better than 2022. It's not as good as the past two drafts, but it is better than 2022's group. So, but yeah, I'll get into my record prediction. Okay, I think week one they win, obviously, against the Panthers. Okay. Dallas, they lose. Eagles, they lose. Falcons, they lose. Chiefs, they lose. Bucks, they win. Broncos, they win. Chargers, they win. Panthers, they lose. I think we see an upset since Panthers are at home, and I want Panthers to win a couple this year. Falcons, they win. Browns, they lose. So that's 6 losses, 5 wins. Rams, they win, so it's 6-6. No, they lose to the Rams. They're 6-7. No, 5-7. Hold on. Yeah, 5-7. Beat the Giants. Beat the Commanders. So they're at 7-7. They lose to the Packers, 8-7. Or 7-8, excuse me. And then, I have them at 8-9 as well. Wow. Just a different game in there, but 8-9. I think their schedule's easy enough, you know? Like, where it doesn't matter and they can just win some easy games.
Yeah, and knowing this division, like, they could be the 2 seed in this division with an 8-9 record.
Such a weird division, man. It is so weird. Like, must be nice.
Yeah, this is the crap division.
Where it's like, the South sucks because, like, remember last year the South looked terrible?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure they had a total, like, all their records combined, they had a losing record.
Yeah.
The Panthers carried that one, all right.
Mm-hmm. It sucked, honestly. Yeah. It was honestly the worst for them. But yeah. Speaking of Panthers.
Moving on to the Panthers.
Yes, sir. Huh, already taking L's.
You started this last time, right?
Yeah. You started this last time.
So, my big thing going into the season, if I'm a Panthers fan, who cares how many wins we have? I could care less about the wins. All I want to see is Bryce Young's development. Mm-hmm. I would need to see some true development. The offensive line is still not great, but you got receivers. You have Deontay Johnson, Adam Thielen, Mingo, Leggett, Marshall. They have some solid weapons there to have a decent year with Bryce Young. And that's all I need to see from Bryce Young, is to have a pretty decent year. I don't expect a lot out of him. They allowed 65 sacks on Bryce Young last year, so that is, I'm still worried about this offensive line, but good quarterbacks, franchise quarterbacks, can make a bad situation into a good situation. Or at least look decent. They had no pressures last year, and they lost Brian Burns. This defense could be bad.
It's going to be
really bad. And they didn't add many pieces to this defense, or any, really. They got Clowney. But Clowney's that, like, second guy. They have Zach Thomas, Derek Brown. There are some pretty decent players on this team, but I don't know how much it can carry this defense. And their defense was bad last year and could be really bad this year. But obviously, it depends on Bryce Young's play. This team could be a bottom five team again this year.
They probably will be. And so they'll probably end up either investing in the O-line, like you mentioned, or investing in the edge room.
Yeah, I mean, I'm pretty sure I said this whenever we were talking about, like, the big offseason needs for the Panthers. I say you just build around Bryce Young.
Yeah. Fix that.
Don't worry. Later. Yeah, don't really worry about the defense. Go year by year, build around Bryce Young, which they somewhat did this year. They got a new coach. So, still low on the Panthers.
Yeah, I am too. I want them. I'm low, but I want them to be higher. You know, like, so I'm looking at the roster. Their offense, obviously, they have Bryce Young. I like their running back group. I like Johnson, Leggett, and Thielen. Trimble's solid. I don't know how to. They also got Tre'Davion Sanders. Good pick. I like their left tackle, but everything else. Which I will say, they did invest in the O-line. I forgot they did invest in the O-line with the money. So their, like, inside is actually a lot better with Robert Hunt and Damian Lewis. So I think their O-line will be a lot better. Their right tackle worries me a little bit. So I still think, honestly, right now I still think their biggest need is their defensive, or their edge group. But whether they add anybody or not is a good question.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just going to be another rough year for the Panthers.
Oh, yeah.
Bottom
five team, sorry, guys. I'm sure you're used to it by now. Outside of 2015, y'all haven't done much, so it's unfortunate. We're going to see on TikTok when we post the thing. I'm like, y'all are sleeping on the Panthers. I felt so bad for that Vikings guy. If he listens to this, man, I am so sorry. We text you. We didn't.
Yeah.
Y'all are sleeping on the Vikings. McCarthy gets hurt. Madison gets hurt. Another guy gets hurt. Like, I'm just like, dang.
We haven't even talked about the J.J. McCarthy injury.
No, that was heartbreaking, man.
Oh, dude, if you listen to our draft videos or episodes, you know how big of a fan of J.J. McCarthy we are. We love J.J. McCarthy, and he's out. That's just so, so sad to see.
Oh, that's what
now it's Sam Darnold season.
Throw three picks, like, in practice that day after everything happened.
Yeah.
Yeah, we are so high on JJ, though. Like, for real, I still think he's going to be fine. I'm not worried.
Yeah, and after, especially having a whole season to recover.
Yeah, he'll have the whole season. And it's not like he can throw to adjust to a defense, but he can learn. Like, there's a lot of fundamental stuff he can still learn. He can't throw, but he can go learn.
From what quarterback? I don't know.
Sam Darnold. Watch what Sam Darnold does and do the opposite. That's what he's going to do.
Yeah. Did you see the clip? He threw a pick in practice and literally just had his hands on his knees. He threw a pick. Yeah, it's just like, dude, Sam Darnold, you already gave up on this season, I see.
He's like, the only reason I had a chance is gone.
And then J.J. McCarthy, or not J.J., Justin Jefferson. It's just like,
I feel bad.
Oh, yeah. It's just going to be a rough season for him. I mean, that's the only bright spot on that Vikings team right now.
Not for real. Yeah, this thing's rough.
Yeah, it truly is. Like, but back to the Panthers.
Yeah, speaking of
their record prediction. All right, so lose against the Saints. Mm-hmm. Lose against the Chargers. Lose against the Raiders.
Okay.
Beat the Bengals. Lose against the Bengals. Lose against the Bears. Beat the Commanders, beat the Broncos, beat the Giants, lose against the Chiefs, lose against the Bucks, lose against the Eagles, lose against the Cowboys, Cardinals, and lose against the Bucks.
Okay, you have been 3 wins then.
Yeah. Actually, I'll give them one more win, actually.
Yeah, so
Have them.
Saints or Cardinals, probably, right?
No. I kind of want to throw an upset there.
That's why I said, oh, well, Cowboys then. If you want an upset, a true upset.
Yeah, let's throw in the Cowboys. Right. Not high on the Cowboys.
4-13.
Yeah. If I have them at 4-13.
Yeah, I feel like mine's going to kind of mirror you a lot. I like that, though. 4-13 feels pretty accurate.
Oh, my gosh. I just got an alert. Drake May is out for this season.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Dang, you didn't even... Dang.
No, yeah, I've just accepted fate. No, he's going to play the whole second... Wait, what? Oh, Drake May has to play the second and third quarter. Milton play the third and fourth. Cool. Oh, and by the way, it's officially official. Justin Simmons to the Falcons. Wabam.
Yeah, great like pickup.
That's why I did it. Because I knew it was happening today. I was told by my sources that it would happen today.
Dude, yeah, you do have sources. I don't know where from... But you say...
My sources are weird. I have a friend in the world, alright? I have a friend in the world of it.
Because I literally just got that alert. Is there some special app that you use or something?
No, I have a friend who's getting into the reporting side of things. He said probably expected today.
Oh, wow. So.
Yeah. Let's see. Back to this Panthers record. Let me do mine. Okay. Lose to the Saints. No. Lose to the Chargers. Upset. Beat the Raiders. That's my first win for them. Lose to the Bengals. Lose to the Bears. Lose to the Falcons. Lose to the Commanders. Beat the Broncos. Beat the Saints. Beat the Giants. And then lose out. So 4 wins like you do, just different teams.
Yeah. They went 3-14 last year, right?
Yeah. 3-14. So 4-13. Hey, it's an improvement. And as long as Bryce Young looks halfway decent, you're gonna be okay. First overall pick, picking somebody, maybe an edge rusher, maybe a tackle, maybe a corner. I don't know. This class is good, but it's no superstar.
Yeah, you just gotta... The only thing I'm hoping for is to see something out of Bryce Young.
Exactly. That's where I'm at with this team as well. Okay. They're projected James Pierce right now in the draft. That's funny. Simmons signed a 1-year, $8 million deal. Pretty solid, actually, for the Falcons. Like,
that's yeah,
like,
I mean, deal territory. For $8
million. I'm surprised he hadn't been signed.
Wait a second. Dad.
Bates, AJ Terrell, and Simmons all in the same back room. That's pretty solid.
I mean, we were saying, like, this team, for how weak the NFC is, like, this team could be this year's Lions.
It could be a weird team like that, yeah. Okay, let's review. What have they done in the offseason? They added Judon, Simmons, Bates. Oh, wait, hold on. This is
Cousins.
This is like revamped Falcons defense. Judon, Simmons, Bates, Terrell, Garrett, Harrison, Carter, Ellis. You loved Ellis. Elis or Ellis, Grant, and Ora as well. Like, that's a lot of revamp to this team. I know we're supposed to talk about the Panthers, but frankly, the Falcons are the star of this division right now.
Yeah, and it's just... And just imagine if they drafted Dallas Turner. Or Latu.
Well, then they wouldn't have traded for Judon, so...
I mean, I still think they could have.
Why
I feel like
so cold in a freaking Falcons jersey. I hate everything right now. Oh, he looks
so getting revenge from that 28-3.
Yeah. Oh, well.
But then, if this Falcons team had Turner, Latu, Judon, Simmons, Bates, Terrell, or AJ Terrell, Garrett, all these guys, Ellis, this team would have been, this defense would have been top 10.
Well, that'd be easy. Look at the photo. Look at him in the front. Man, that just looks so cold. I have his jersey signed put upright. I got the Gonzalez one at camp, and I literally just put it in front of the Judon one. In the sign.
Wait, are you not going to have that hung up anymore?
No, it's still going to be hung up. It's just going to be behind the Gonzalez one.
That's fair.
I'm not buying the frame, so they're expensive.
Yeah,
so we both have four. We kind of have the same record pretty much for this whole division outside of the Falcons right now. Curious what we both have for this team. For the
Bucks. Yeah, this Bucks team. Yeah. It's another team that depends on the quarterback.
Yeah, which I trust the quarterback. Since you started last one, I started this one then. Because you,
yeah.
Okay, so first thing, quarterback. I love Baker Mayfield. One certain wide receiver says he's top five, so I don't know. I don't know what he thinks with that, but hey, I'll believe him. I love their wide receiver group. The depth is great, everything's great with it. I like their running back group, at least their top two, pretty solid two. I wasn't a big fan of Irving in the draft, you remember that, but I still think he's a solid two. Let's see. Tight end. Otten, I think, is their number one tight end, right? He's okay. He's not great, but he's okay. Let's see. I'm just trying to review the roster. Defense. Their line's pretty good. It's not amazing, but it's good. Their corner group. needs work, because I think they traded away their corners, if I'm not mistaken. Let me see. Do you know off the top of your head?
Their corners?
Yeah, the Bucks' corners.
I don't think so.
I'm not looking at their all-time corners phone. Jamel Dean, okay. Jamel Dean's good. Yeah, outside of Jamel Dean, it's pretty bad. Their linebacker group's great. Their nose tackle's great. Their defensive ends are great. I'm not a fan of... I like their safety group. Whitehead and Winfield, they're great. But they need a corner. So that's where I kind of see an issue. Yeah, that's their biggest issue right now I'm looking at. Yeah, their line's great. Wide receiver group. Love their wide receiver group. So, yeah, they have Evans, Godwin, and McMillan. Their wide receiver 4 is Palmer. Their wide receiver 5 is Sterling Shepard. Like, that's a good 5. I would trust this team. So, good roster, you know.
Yeah. My thing about this team is it's getting old. It is. Like, their star players are getting old. So.
This could be, like, the last year for them, kind of thing.
Yeah. And it depends on Baker, because, like, he's inconsistent. Like, but this is his first time since the Browns, since he's been on the same team back-to-back years.
True.
So, he has changed a lot of coaching, so that could be the thing about his inconsistency. So, I'm still concerned about Baker. I mean, he's coming off a good year, so I'm not too concerned, but I want to see back-to-back years from Baker. Still got Godwin and Evans. Great. But, dude, they folded in the Eagles game. They were dropping every pass that...
They were, though, and that's not what they do. They still won that game, but, like, that's not what they do.
Yeah, they should have won it by more, and it was just so brutal to watch.
As long as they don't do that, they're fine.
Yeah. And they have Sterling Shepard.
Yeah, I saw that, yeah. I like McMillan.
I like him as a 2. I like him as a 3. Yeah.
I think McMillan should be a 2 eventually.
Yeah.
He's after the year, by the way.
Yeah, he is. How old is he?
29.
He
is
28.
Yeah, he'll be 29.
He'll be 29. So, I mean, yeah. This team, I think it will be a repeat of last year. Maybe not win the division, because now the Falcons got a lot better than they were last year, and I think Falcons have a better roster overall than the Bucks do. So, I mean... This Bucks team's just, I don't know. They
have a hard schedule.
They don't. That's the positive thing about being in this division. Like, being in the NFC South is a blessing because you have an easier schedule.
Yes.
So.
Yeah. Such an easy schedule.
I mean. Yeah.
Record prediction wise, I start this time, so you did the last one. So they start with the Commanders. That's a dub, like easy dub. So they start off 1-0. Then they go to Detroit. They're gonna lose that game. They're gonna lose that game probably badly, honestly. Like, I could see that being pretty bad game. And then they'll bounce back home against the Broncos. They'll beat the Eagles again. No, I'm just kidding. I think they'll lose the Eagles in this matchup. It's regular season, different setting. I can't remember. Did I have the Falcons beating them twice, or was it a tie?
I think you had them
tying.
Tying.
Okay. So then we'll say they lose the first matchup, and then they play the Saints. They always seem to lose to the Saints at home. So they'll lose there, then they'll lose to the Ravens, and then they'll beat the Falcons the second time. They'll lose to the Chiefs. Oof. Wow. They'll lose to the Chiefs, they'll lose to the Niners, and then they'll win out. So they'll go 10-7. I'll say 10-7. That is a rough little patch, though, in there. I'm looking at it. That's like playoff contender, playoff contender, playoff contender.
Yeah, that is tough. That middle of the season is tough.
Yeah, the middle of the season's rough. But the end of that season, if they stay healthy, man, the 10-7, I'd be fine with. Like, if the Falcons go maybe they're like the 12-5 to 10-7 range too, you know, so probably just say 11-6. They'll probably win the division, but the Bucs will be run for their money, and they'll make the playoffs. So
yeah,
I think it'll be fine.
So you have the Falcons, Bucs, Saints, Panthers, right?
Yeah.
Well, so my Bucs, it's win against the Commanders, lose against the Lions, beat the Broncos, lose against the Eagles, beat the Bucks, lose against the Saints.
Hold on. Beat the Bucks?
Or beat the Falcons, sorry. Dude, I keep doing this. Lose against the Saints, lose against the Ravens, lose against the Bucks, or beat. Oh my gosh, I have playoff predictor up, and it's like I'm looking at the teams, and they keep switching. Okay, so Ravens, lose against the Ravens, beat the Falcons, lose against the Chiefs, lose against the Niners, beat the Giants, beat the Panthers, beat the Raiders, beat the Chargers. Lose against the Cowboys, beat the Panthers and Saints. So I have them at 9-8.
I just have an upset with the Bucs game. Which, honestly, I didn't even realize that was a game in there. It kind of blended in. But I'm sticking to it. So, yeah. I mean, those are fair predictions, 9-8. I mean, that's pretty fair. You think they make playoffs, like 7 seed?
No. Uh-huh. No, I think they missed the playoffs.
Yeah, I could see them missing playoffs. Their corner room concerns me, man. They have some good young talent at some positions, but they also are missing talent at others. So that's what concerns me.
Yeah, and I don't think it was the best idea to re-sign Baker. Because I just don't think Baker can lead you to the Super Bowl.
Man, let Baker bake, right?
I mean, I guess.
Don't worry, they have Kyle Trask backing him up if they ever need him. He was awful, by the way.
Yeah. Okay, so your prediction is Falcons 11-6.
Yes.
And then the Bucks. Yeah, 10-7, right?
Yes.
Saints, 8-9. And the Panthers, 4-12.
4-13,
yes. All right.
Did we ever post the Titans one?
No, I'm still working on that one.
All good. Checking. I didn't know if I missed it.
So, I'll post those by tomorrow.
All good.
Or by tonight, actually.
So, I'll check that out.
Whenever yeah, go follow our TikTok if you haven't already. It's nice. It's the Dropback Podcast. So.
On TikTok. Yep. Any last thoughts for the division, or before we wrap it up?
No.
All right. Well, thank you all for listening to another episode of the Dropback Podcast. Be sure wherever you are listening to leave a like, follow, subscribe, or comment. We always appreciate it. If y'all disagree with any takes or anything, let us know down in the comments below. As always, thank you all for tuning in. Hope y'all tune in to the next one, and peace out.
Peace.